Okay, so Parakeia is where we're going to be starting to see some of the patterns that I told you. I think we'll try to make a little bit of, after we do some of Hay, we'll get a little bit of a sense of what the really common denominator was when it came to the issues in Perek Dalet. So let's start, Bezrat Hashem, Perek Chamish. So the din over here is, remember, that when it comes to Peirot, Peirot go according to the Zman of Chamata. In which case, if you have Peirot even after Shemitah, but the Chamata took place during Shemitah, so then it would still have all of the dinim of Shvias on the Peirot. So remember that those dinim are quite complex. They include the time of Biur, where once it's no longer available to the Chayas in the Sada, but then you would have to get rid of it from your house. Machlokas Rishonim, does that mean just being mafkir it, but you're allowed to take it back? Is there a separate din, like the Rivaler, is a separate Biur which comes after it's completely gone from any area where over there you actually are not even allowed to take it back, and there the Rambam's din kicks in where it actually has to be totally mavur and you actually have to burn it up, fine. And then we have all of the other dinim, you're not allowed to buy a duschora with it, you're not allowed to use it for purposes that are not its primary usage, and therefore would not be considered to be a violation of la'ochla, you're not allowed to do l'schora, you have to not throw it and be mafsid it, and things like that. So all of this would still be chal, remarkably, even if the fruit only ripened in the eighth year, or later for that matter, and it would still go according to the zman of the original chanata of the pri, and there are a couple of cases where from between the period of the chanata to the actual usability of the fruit, a long time can take place. For instance, benot shoach, so those are generally translated as the a white kind of fig, a light colored fig, so they have their dinim of Kedusha Shvias in the second year of the Shemitah, which means that they take them to the third year, basically, till they ripen, because from the time of Chanata till the Shana Shemit, it was 3 years, meaning Oma, in other words, it's in the third year. She'en osot lishlosh shanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I can't bring you another example of 3 years, but I can bring you an example of at least the second year, and that would be these parsaot, which it's not clear whether it's a kind of tamar or whether it's actually also a type of fig, but whatever these are, that's next year. Because they're also shtei shanim, so they only end up being ripened in the first year of Shemitah, which is their second year. Amrulo, the Chachamim said, the only Kabbalah that we have about a delayed is benot shoach. And over there, the Chachamim said, yes, it's going to be chal, the Shemitah, on the second year. But as far as other things, like parsaot, only the things which actually end up being completed during Shemitah have the Kedusha of Shvias, and that's 99% of them. Anything which wasn't actually usable is not going to be chayav afterwards. Now, how about onions? Now, onions, or particularly the type of onion which we call luf, those were, we have this in Shabbos quite often, those would be kept buried. And the reason you kept them buried is because that way they would be preserved. And even though it was not planted, but the question is, could you bury it just to preserve it? Or do we say it looks like it's planted? And then you'd have to start counting your Shemitah again. So atomena taluf. So what if you actually, it's called tomein, because it's not real zriya. So Rabbi Meir says, look, you could do that if you've got this enormous pile that you're putting into one place, which is a full satayim. That's like two times six kav. So if you've got 12 kav, yes. And it also has to be piled up by three tvachim, like we saw before. In order to make it clear that something is not being done for the sada, we need three tvachim. Then if it's al gova, shlosha tvachim, then it's okay. And then you also need to put at least a tefach of dirt over it. So because of that, it's clear that this is an act of storage. It is not the way that you would pile dirt on something. That's burying it, basically. That's not called planting. When you plant, you can't put on a whole tefach of dirt because it's not going to be able to get nourishment and sunlight. V'chachamim omrim, v'chachamim say, look, there are times that you could bury a loaf, but not what you're saying. You'd need, first of all, you would need at least four kav in of loaf, as opposed to your little bit. You're talking about a difference over here in terms of the amount, and we believe that we have to limit it to some extent, but not ad kedei kav. So you need four kav. You need to have not three tvachim. You don't need 12 kav, and you don't need three tvachim. You need one tefach, but you do need the tefach of afar on top. And you also, now the other thing is, you have to bury it in a place where people walk over all the time. Because since people walk over it, it's not going to sprout. And therefore, it makes it very clear. So in other words, in two ways, they're more mako, and in one way, they're more machmer than Rabbi Meir about the loaf.